You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
My name is Ali Casaza, and I am here to normalize moms living their dream lives and helping them create it too. I'm a mom of four, a number one best-selling author, a self-made multi-seven-figure entrepreneur, and the curator of transformational online spaces for moms. I am all about helping you design a life and a motherhood of enjoyment, pleasure, and ease. All words that are so rarely associated with being a mom. That changes now. Welcome to The Shift, babe. This is The Purpose Show. The Purpose Show podcast is part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. Visit airwavemedia.com to listen and subscribe to other awesome shows like this one. Hello, my amazing tribe of women. It is officially time for a huge, massive announcement. We have been building to this and it's time. So over the past 7-8 years, it has been an absolute privilege and passion of mine to serve and empower women like you through Ali Casaza, the brand, and all of my courses that have been housed underneath that brand. You guys have this determination and thirst for growth that has always inspired me to continuously expand my own knowledge and to pour that into my offerings in this business. Together, we have achieved so many incredible milestones. We have created 20 transformative courses. We have done work with over 100 private clients and guiding you and more than 35,000 students on their personal growth journeys. It's so amazing what has happened in these past years. But honestly, I believe there is so much more that we can do together. What has been built is just not big enough to hold where I believe we're headed. Your desires, your dreams, your goals, your aspirations, they are at the heart of every single thing I do. It fuels my own. And that is why I have been taking the time to declutter my business the way I teach you guys to declutter your homes and just create space for a fresh approach that truly nurtures and elevates our growth, our learning, and our communication and our community in a way that the old model just cannot. I know that you are ready to keep going, ready to receive support so that you can elevate in your life. And I am now officially prepared to deliver that for you. And I am so freaking excited. I have been like stuck on what's next for the past 18 months or so. And it has been rough. Oh my God. Like I've just been really in this and trying to figure out, trying to be open for the download of like what to do next, because just I want to give you an experience that goes beyond all the limitations of the traditional course online program model. And what I've figured out is transformation is just, it's simply not like a one size fits all journey. It's raw, it's imperfect, it's pretty chaotic, and it's always evolving. And that's what this new platform that I'm about to tell you about is all about. It is about embracing this evolution, always becoming her, always becoming, you know, truly the highest version of ourselves and creating space where we can all do that together and always be growing and adding new things in a way that the course model just didn't let me. I have this relentless pursuit in me, this relentless pursuit of happiness and excellence that has led me to seek out all kinds of learnings and certifications, to devour books and immerse myself in all kinds of different programs to learn and grow, all to make sure that my coaching skills are honed to perfection for you. I want you to know how much I love you all and how committed I am to staying at the forefront of my coaching expertise. I want to provide you with the absolute best guidance on your journeys. So this is me inviting you into the next level of doing life together.
I am here to be your guide, your confidant, and the catalyst for your personal metamorphosis. This new space I've created is a sanctuary for those of you who refuse to settle, refuse to stay stuck or stagnant, who desire to grow, who desire positive changes that don't feel overwhelming to take on, and most of all, who want freeing personal transformation. This is a space where all of that can happen, and it can happen with ease and with enjoyment. So, I know you're ready. I know you're ready to break free from the confines of your past and what you've been through and who you've been, to step into your power, to embrace this journey of self-discovery that we've been on together like never before. And that's who I'm here for. This new era of transformative coaching is all about you, your dreams, your goals, and your fulfillment. So let's do this journey together. Introducing the Becoming Her Collective. Welcome to a place where your desires are honored, you have space to know, love, and accept yourself, and where you have the support and tools from me to practically create the life you truly want and have always deserved. I am so thrilled to be by your side in this. This is huge. This is a huge shift. My love, this exists purely for your growth, for your empowerment, and the amazing person that you are and are becoming. This is the shift, my friend. Go get all the details and soak it up, alikasaza.com/collective. You get to choose your own pricing, and whatever you choose, you get grandfathered in at. So this is going, you guys know me, I am always evolving, always growing, always adding, and I always increase pricing to make sure there is a positive energy exchange and an equal energy exchange between what I am delivering and people who are coming on board and wanting to be a part of receiving that from me. So the price is always going to be increasing accordingly. Get in now, be a part of this with me at the ground level. This is huge. We are going to grow this thing so big and so beautiful. Come join now, snag whatever price feels good to you and get grandfathered into that. Be a part of this from the very beginning. I love you guys so much. I am so freaking excited and so thankful for every single one of you who are taking me up on this, getting in, joining me, and building this new castle in this big empire, this movement that I want to create with you that empowers and supports women in every area of their lives. This has gone so much further than decluttering. It's so incredible. alikasaza.com/collective. Hi, love. Welcome to the Purpose Show podcast. You are about to listen to part two of my conversation with Nicole Christie. Nicole is a writer, a podcaster. She's an entrepreneur. She's a CEO. She's the host of the Hear For Me podcast. And we hopped on a Zoom call to discuss my interview for her podcast and ended up just really connecting, becoming really good friends. She is now someone that I hold very dear to me, someone that I'm just like, okay, yeah, we're friends now. You're in it. She's just an incredible human. So if you missed part one, this is not something that you're going to want to just listen to on its own. Definitely go back, listen to part one. It released just a couple days prior to this episode, but part two is definitely groundbreaking. It's definitely going to hit. Take a screenshot, tag us on Instagram, share that you're listening at @Ali_that's_me. And Nicole is at Nicole J. Christie. I love you guys. Enjoy this conversation. Okay, so I feel like everyone in our life mirrors back to us. So is there a sense that you have that like you weren't showing up for yourself, so you were allowing him to not show up for you? What specifically did that look like? And I also want to hear how you have remedied that and begin to, you know, pay attention to yourself and give a shit about yourself.
I think I had such a low sense of self-worth. I've always had a lot of confidence in my ability and who I am as a writer, anything that I've done, but I didn't think it was worth shit. I didn't think I was worth anything. I didn't think I was worth being paid fairly. I didn't think I was worth love. I felt everything was conditional and that I always had to prove myself. And the interesting thing was, you know, most of the relationships I had before him were not people. I mean, I had emotionally unavailable like guys I dated, but yeah. You know, most of my relationships were not with people like this. Mm-hmm. So it was almost like he was sent to me to face this. You don't ask for what you're worth. You don't believe in yourself. You don't set boundaries. You don't take care of yourself. You completely abandon yourself, your dreams for, and you can reckon, you'll relate to this, what you think other people expect of you. Mm-hmm. You should have a corporate career. How dare you try to be a writer? That's silly. You know, all those kind of things, that voice in my head.
Yeah.
So I believe that I chose this person who didn't show up for me emotionally, who didn't show up for me physically in some ways, as we just learned, because I had to look in that mirror and I hadn't been. I'd been avoiding it and I hadn't chosen people that made me look at it, but it looked very nurturing. I'm choosing people in the past that were like very kind and very nice, but they weren't helping me heal that core wound of abandonment that, you know, is, you know, goes all the way back into childhood.
Mm, wow. So, okay, knowing that and coming out of that and having that awareness, what are the practices that you have now that you feel like are nurturing yourself and are healing that abandonment wound? How do you, I feel like it's so overwhelming to think like, okay, well, I have that too, but like, what do I do about that?
What do you do about that? I mean, for me, working with a therapist who helped me identify why this is how I show up in the world. So my therapist used two modalities. One is called schema therapy, where you identify schemas that form when you're not getting certain needs met. So subjugating needs was a big one for me. Anything I need, I push to the back because someone else needs something else, and I'll, you know, maybe get some love if I forget what it is that I need. So schema therapy was a really important thing for me to walk through with her for 10 months, somatic experiencing. You and I talked about that. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing for me, that somatic experiencing, I think was the biggest piece of it. The schema therapy helps you understand the schemas that you have that, as my therapist would say, they're in the driver's seat. You're never going to get rid of them. You're never going to get rid of the tendency to subjugate your needs. There are 18 schemas. I had like 7 of them or something, but you need to move them to the back seat. Like, thank you for letting me know, but you need to sit back there. I'm driving now. But the somatic experiencing helped me realize that my body had been talking to me forever through rashes, GI issues, migraines, things that, you know, you understand this. I'd go to the doctor and like, I don't know, like you got to figure it out. So for me, that's the biggest piece of it, is being mindful and paying attention to what my body is telling me. And then saying, where is a need not being met? What is that thing in my body? What am I feeling right now? Also recognizing that this is probably something a lot of women, every woman will relate to. I would stay busy. And my therapist said, anytime you find yourself like staying really busy or just bustling around your house, even doing a bunch of stuff, I want you to stop and ask, what would I be feeling right now if I wasn't busy? So the biggest thing for me is that mindfulness piece of it, that what's going on? Why does this hurt over here? You know, I know that fear and anger manifests as tension in my upper back and shoulders. So paying attention to that is part of it. I also used a technique from Nicole Sachs. She has a great podcast called The Cure for Chronic Pain. Gabby Bernstein also uses this technique or teaches it. It's called Rage on the Page or Journal Speak. Mm-hmm. I started using that a lot, and I don't do it as regularly, but I use it when I'm in a period where I'm not balanced. I feel like I'm really angry, really irritable, really stressed. But essentially, you just open a document on your computer, or if you use a notebook, and you just barf every emotion you feel, however unsavory or politically incorrect it might be. Just get it all out for 20 minutes, then a 10-minute self-compassion meditation. Good for you for getting that out. That clearing of all that gunk from my brain was what led me to eventually leaving the marriage. But it just helps you clear out. All those emotions are normal. You don't want to take them out on somebody else. But if you just get all of that out onto a page, and then you, by the way, you don't save that. You don't read it again. You don't look at where you have typos. You just barf it, close it, don't save it. Throw the paper, tear up the paper, throw it away. Mm-hmm. So those were techniques I was using all through this time of like, I've got to leave this marriage. I need to, and that I will still use today to be like, how do I go within, pay attention to how I'm showing up, and what is my body telling me, and what are my emotions telling me about where I'm abandoning myself and where my needs aren't being met? Those are really key for me.
Yeah, I love that. I feel like also coming from such a place of just self-suppression, which, you know, I relate to.
Oh, yeah.
And then going through all the medical stuff, going through the divorce, I would imagine that this is a really sweet time for you of kind of figuring out what you like and what you enjoy and just like doing things that are enjoyable. What has that been like for you? What are some of the things that you do? It's like such a time of self-love after mm-hmm. so much pain.
Yeah. I mean, we're recording this August of 2023. I have had a very quiet summer because a year ago is when I realized it's time to go. August 13th of 2022 was the day I knew it was mm-hmm. time to go. And then it was just a matter of what day am I going to break this news to him and have this conversation. So the last year, or the last, I should say, you know, 8-9 months was really having that conversation, him moving out, getting divorced, doing our last tax return. There were so many things. And all of a sudden we hit like June of 2023. And I was like, it's your life now. What do you want to do? I have spent this whole summer being very quiet. I haven't done a lot. I haven't even socialized a lot. I've been just reflecting. I live in San Diego. I go to Coronado Beach as much as I can. That's how I ground. I'm not really, even though I'm from Seattle, I'm not really a mountains person or a snow person. I am a beach person, and putting my feet in the sand and in salt water is so healing. I do it as much as I can. I do Pilates 3 to 4 days a week. What I love about Pilates is there's so much cueing. I don't know if you do Pilates mm-hmm. as well, but there's so much cueing. You can't really go into your head. Like I can go in my head in yoga because I'm holding the pose. I'm like, okay, so when I get out of here, I need mm-hmm. to do this or the Pilates is like, you know, flat back, ribs knit. Like you can't. So it takes me out of my brain, but allows me to go into my body. So between that, going to the beach, really looking at my friendships and relationships, doing Here For Me, my podcast is really a nourishing thing for me. I've taken the summer off from it, but just thinking about the conversations I want to have, that just feels like a nurturing thing. You know, that's what I love doing. I mean, it's just being quiet, reading again. I have not been quiet or had peace of mind for 11 years since I first met my ex-husband. It has mm-hmm. been nothing but all kinds of like negative energy. Often draw the difference between drama and chaos. Drama can be interesting and exciting. You know, you lead a dramatic life. I lead a dramatic life because we walk a path that maybe isn't traditional. It's unconventional, but it's exciting and it's aligned. So having a summer to just be quiet, have that time to go within, to go to the beach, to read, to cook for myself, whatever I want. I have been indulging whatever I want to do. What music do I want to listen to? Where do I want to go? Last weekend, I just decided, I live in San Diego. I just decided to go to Newport Beach. I was like, it's Saturday. I'm just going to go. I'm going to go and I'm going to eat at Malibu Farm and I'm going to go shopping. Mm-hmm. And my favorite store happened to be having 20% off the entire store. I walked in, I was like, oh, I need to get some stuff. I'm like, you have got to be kidding. When you talk about alignment, I just followed a whole like swarm of dragonflies followed me part of that drive. And I was like, I don't know what's happening. But that sort of alignment of just letting my intuition guide me mm-hmm. has been the most nourishing thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you had to shut it out for so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it feels really beautiful to just be quiet and do those things that are nurturing. I don't have to have a conversation with anybody about it. I don't have to have an argument about it. I just go, I feel called to do this. And that's what I like to do more than anything is just tap into intuition
and
walk towards it.
It's interesting that you're talking about that because I noticed this morning, even just this morning, like I am the same way that like I suppressed my own intuition for so long and just lived misaligned with what I really wanted and what I felt for so many years that now when I get like an intuitive hit and mm-hmm. I feel led to do something, if someone like somebody had just messaged me this morning and was just really upset about my choice in my business, I get really, there's still anger there. I get mm-hmm. angry. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me they're like putting words in my mouth or making assumptions. Like I just got free. Do not come at me. So I like responded and I was just like, ooh, there's anger in there, which makes sense.
Yeah. But
I intuitively made a decision in my business. All I care about is the women of the world. I'm here to serve them. And in that leadership, I made a decision and you don't like it. I didn't even know you were here until you messaged me. Like, I don't know you. You don't know me. You follow me. And if you don't like where I'm going, unfollow me.
Unfollow me. It's not your job yeah. to make someone else feel better, they are welcome to make other choices.
Crazy. And like, yeah. I noticed so much anger and I still I've carried it today. And it's like, and then that is annoying. So it's like all, I feel like after turmoil, after you retire something, a marriage, a relationship, an old way of being, going through medical stuff, whatever, it's kind of like you get to this place where you're just like, I need space. Mm-hmm. I need space to feel my intuition and even remember what it feels like to follow it. Then I need space to get to a place where I don't care when people are bothered by what it leads me to, and I don't care what they think. And it just requires a lot of space. So I'm in a phase now where I am clearing metaphorical clutter out and people out and relationships out and making space just for me to feel and notice how I feel about what I'm feeling.
And if you don't, if you don't do that, you know that you will slide back into, because old habits die hard. And it really, and I feel like that's what my quiet summer has been. It's been 3 months. I'm like, wow, I haven't really done a lot. Like this was the first, you know, summer on my own being single in 11 years. I thought I should have been going out and going on trips or something. I don't know what. But at the same time, it's like you need that time because it's like it's integrating into your DNA and allowing that and then making that space by being like, you know what? These relationships don't serve love and light to people, right? It's not judgment. It's just, this doesn't serve. This served a different version of me, maybe a different version of that person as well. Even people who just follow you. I worked for you when I was different. I'm not. Mm-hmm. So it's okay if we part ways. We're here in a season of each other's lives. But I think if you don't make that space like that, you're at risk for falling back into, you know, the old you and you've moved beyond that. So keep marching forward.
What's your favorite private, like quiet practice for this kind of thing with yourself?
I think my most favorite quiet practice is when I am walking on that beach.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Why is it so, so healing, so grounding? I do miss water.
Yeah. I mean, being in Arizona, but you have, you know, the mountains are gorgeous in Scottsdale. Yeah. It feels cliche. Like I love long walks on the beach. But I literally never, you know, growing up in Seattle, I'm from the Midwest originally, but I was only there until I was 5. So the rest of my life was in Seattle. Also spent 5 years in New York City, never really having access to that and always feeling pulled to warm weather, sun and ocean and beach. It's healing. And I'm not always totally in silence. Sometimes, you know, I've got the music going, but that gets me in touch with my emotions and feels aligning to me. And sometimes, I don't know if anyone listens to frequency music. Mm-hmm. Meditative Mind has some great ones. And sometimes I just have the frequencies on. You know, 963 hertz has been my favorite one lately for just walking the beach. And it's, and I'm sure you, I feel like buzzing in my body. So I know that that's doing something. That's one of my favorite quiet ways to return to myself.
I love that. Yes. The frequency thing. Spotify has some really good playlists on there. And I just I just put that on and I'm just like, it'll say like the frequency for like anti-anxiety or like.
Yeah. Clearing negative energy.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm like, oh yeah.
Something.
Play.
Yeah.
Play.
Bring it. Bring it. Bring it. Bring it. It's like just waving a selenite wand through your aura.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Constantly. It's crazy to me. Like this is something that I've been thinking about lately and I'm sure you'll relate. It's crazy how, for lack of a better term, how high maintenance you become when you notice how you've been suppressing and how much you've been eating and not getting. And it's crazy because you've always needed that maintenance. You've always needed that, but you just never gave it. So it feels high maintenance because you're finally paying attention and you're kind of making up for lost time.
You are.
So it's like, I'm sorry. I just don't really have time to do a lot of other things other than listening to meditative music and journaling and standing out in the sunshine and making sure like I raise my vibe first thing in the morning and making organic almond milk myself. And I'm like baking bread right now. I'm super into that and just like
I love it.
Grounding. And I don't know.
Grounding.
Like, I just don't have, it takes up the whole day plus running the business. I'm like,
but you know what I find, and maybe you find this as well. When you make time for that, which I'm sure you spent a lifetime, as did I, thinking I didn't have time for that because there were so many other things. And I don't have children. So you have 4 children, which is just blows my mind. And I have so much respect for that. But when you make time for that, you actually get better and more efficient at the other things. Like things you're like, oh, I'm showing up as a better mom. I'm showing up as a better friend, daughter, whatever it is, because I'm coming through with a, this is also sort of, you know, you hear about you can't pour from an empty cup. I have a full cup. Mm-hmm. So I'm showing up better, but you're not showing up for people that from your past that, you know, they're not vibing with you anymore. That first, but that has to happen. It's natural. But the new life and the new people and experiences that are aligned with you, it just all kind of clicks mm-hmm. when you are prioritizing and choosing yourself first. It's so hard because we were raised to believe that it's selfish, and you were raised in a culture that really raised you to believe that it was selfish or, you know, wrong to do anything other than serve people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Oh my gosh, this conversation is like, it's got me reminded. Like I'm literally thinking in my head, like, okay, I want to clear my plans this evening and like just be with myself. Like I've been mm-hmm. in that phase of yep. like kind of trying to avoid some tough emotions and shifts I've been going yeah. through. And it's like, no, I'm not doing that anymore. We just need to feel, just relax. Yeah. You don't have to yeah. face all of it and like make healing work. But yeah. just, sometimes you just need to be with yourself.
Sometimes you just need to be. Something that I've said before, not that this is exactly what you're thinking about doing this evening, but you know, you can't find the silver lining until you acknowledge the cloud. You have to let yourself look at the muck and the yuck, and then you can get to, oh, there's the clarity, there's the lesson, there's the gratitude. But the same is true for just making time to feel your feelings. I definitely, you know, a friend of mine said, do you think the 20 hours of music, this is while I was going through that, is maybe you not looking at certain feelings, which I now will tap in and go, are you listening to a bunch of music? Do you need to be feeling something else? So just that mindfulness of like, I just need mm-hmm. to clear the schedule because if I don't, it's going to show up in my body. I'm not going to show up well. I'm going to, you know, abandon myself in some way or have an emotional meltdown. I gave myself that time last night. I was mm-hmm. like, I just need to think about some stuff. And it ended up just being a couple of hours, but a lot of clarity came from that. And a lot of energy came from that. Mm-hmm. Even though I was scared to, I thought, oh God, you know, it's going to be emotional or I'm going to, you know, be drained yeah. or whatever. Yeah. It ended up being the exact opposite. And even if it was emotional, it probably would have been cathartic, which yeah. gives you energy in your own way.
Just not being afraid of it and just letting yourself lean into it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's important. It's a huge part of self-care is just unplug and mm-hmm. just be with yourself. We're human beings, not human doings.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for opening up with your story. And honestly, just the really hard behind the scenes of experiencing things like that. Like, I really appreciate your vulnerability.
Thank you so much for having me. And it's an honor to share the story. And I love what you're doing in the world. So
you,
if this is a helpful part of that for anyone, I'm honored.
Thank you so much. Where can people connect with you if they want to are you on Instagram? Like, what's your vibe?
I'm in all the places. My website is NicoleChristie.com. That's ChristieE.com. My podcast, Here For Me, HERE. You can listen to that wherever you listen to podcasts. It's also on my website. It's about the power of choosing yourself and how the best self-care comes from the inside. Self-awareness, self-compassion, self-respect, self-integrity, which is all about what you have been through. So we're soul sisters on that journey. Right. And I am on Instagram and Facebook at Nicole J. Christie.
I love it. Thank you so much for being here.
You are so welcome. Thank you for having me.
Friend, thank you so much for hanging out with me and letting me be a part of your day. It means so much to me. If you would like more like behind the scenes view into my life, this lifestyle, regular like life hacks, tips, and more content that's really gonna create lightness in your social media feed, follow me on Instagram at Ali_that's me, or you can search Ali Kazaza and it's the one with the blue check mark. If this episode or any episodes was helpful for you, please consider leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts. It is literally the lifeblood for a podcaster, and it helps me so much. Thank you for tuning in. If you would like to learn more from me, how I can help you, how you can implement the things we talk about here on The Purpose Show, leaning more into making life simpler, better, and more abundant in the best ways, head to alikazaza.com. There are free downloads, online programs, and other resources to help you create the life you really want in a very deep dive style.
I am always rooting for you, friend. I will see you next time. I'm Ali Casaza, and this is The Purpose Show.